Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All righty, 301 live on a busy Friday afternoon from Lakeland Village Golf Course in beautiful Allen, Washington. Headlines on Softy and Dick, of course, are brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
John has been in a drunk.
Let's start with the U.S. Open leaderboard from Torrey Pines in La Jolla, California. Everybody's favorite, Richard Bland. Good old Dickie Bland. Your leader at 5 under par after round number 2, shooting a 67 today. Right behind him, a pack of golfers at 4 under, including Brooks Koepka, Russell Henley, and Louis Oosthuizen. Brooks Koepka, by the way, so far 2 under par. If he can finish today's round under par, he becomes the first player in the history of the U.S. Open to have 7 straight rounds under par at that tournament.
Mariners win. Yay. Last night on a game-tying hit, Chad Long, followed by the game winner, a single to right by Kyle Seager.
I was going to say, game-tying hit by who? I'm glad that you gave the guy a shout-out for crying out loud.
Yeah. He rolled it over.
NBA basketball, game 6 of the Eastern Conference semis. Atlanta up 3-2. With a win, Nate McMillan will be in the Eastern Conference finals. He's the interim coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Tip at 4:30. How about this? The Hawks are looking for their first trip to the conference finals since 2015. Only 6 years ago, when they got swept by the Cavaliers. Game 6 of the Western semis. Clippers up 3-2. Tip off 7 o'clock tonight from L.A.
And AAA, how about Cal Raleigh?
Yeah.
Extending his hitting streak to 23 last night for the Rainiers against Vegas.
And we got hockey tonight. Puck drop around 5:15 or so from Montreal. Vegas and Montreal tied at 1. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup semifinals. You hear that right here on 950 KJR.
And here we go.
And now, two goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live.
41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
Hey, Seattle.
This is Softy and Dick.
All right, baby, here we go. I could get used to this, man. I tweeted out a photo, Dick, of the 18th green here today, which is the backdrop for our radio show. And I will say this. This broadcast location does not suck.
No,
the show may suck, but the broadcast location's not going to suck at all, for
sure. The show will suck.
Okay, well, there you go. I like what you did there. Low standards, man. Set the bar really, really low, and then as long as you and I aren't dropping F-bombs and drooling on each other, we're going to walk away with a win. It's like sending your kid to preschool and saying, listen, just don't poop your pants.
Yeah.
That's all I want out of you. Don't get into a fight. Don't poop yourself. Don't kick the teacher. Come home with none of that in your resume, and we'll call that a win, baby.
And see, Jackson hasn't learned that yet, because Jackson, when we do fun with audio every week, he's like, oh, this is going to be really good, guys.
Yeah,
this is
exactly
going to be really entertaining.
You got to go the opposite way, pal. And I would just say this. If you say that today's fun with audio segment at 4:05 is going to be good, then I'm going to slap you next time I see you.
It's an okay fun with audio.
Yeah, okay. You see, now you're learning. You know what? Just come out and admit it. Today's segment at 4:05 is going to be terrible. Yeah. You may as well turn off the radio, for crying out loud.
Don't turn it off.
There's a lot of reasons to come out here. First of all, they just announced within the last hour the mayor of Maple Valley Open in July. I believe July 16th will be right here at Lakeland Village Golf Course in Allen, Washington. Beautiful course, man. We were on the fairways and greens today, and they look phenomenal. They're running fast as hell, baby.
Yep.
No doubt. It's a challenge on these greens. This is not an easy course, man, at all. Although our buddy Michael Cimino says he shot a career-low 95. So good for
Mike
for putting
that together.
He claims he made 3 30-foot putts, so I don't know. I mean, you may as well claim you made 7. Why stop at 3, for crying out loud? So, beautiful course, awesome condition. Jump on the website and book your tee time at LakelandVillageGC.com. But one of the biggest reasons why we like coming out here is because we get a chance to talk to the Baron of Belfair, the King of Kitsap Peninsula, and a guy with the hottest wife on Lake Erickson.
That's right.
Our buddy Dick Baird has come by to say hello. How are you, man? What the hell's going on?
The dude abides.
The dude abides.
The dude abides.
The dude abides.
The Santa of Shelton.
I love it. Well, you just got back from my favorite place in the world.
Maui.
You were in Maui last month. He was celebrating his 75th birthday, this guy
God,
over
he
here.
He looks good, man.
Thanks,
he
bro.
He looks good. If I'm looking like that at 75, I'm happy.
You know, I'm just glad to be here. I don't care how I look.
Yeah. I think all of us are. Well, listen, man, it was a crazy year. year, obviously not having you with us on the road and going to Husky games, and you and me and a cavalcade of guest hosts every week sitting in front of a empty freaking building. And a lot of people, I don't think, understand how much that just sucked. Yeah. To go to a game and not have anybody there, man. I can't wait for September 11th.
Well, I really hope we can open it up because we have seven home games. You know, I mean, let's take advantage of that. You know what it's like to play there. I mean, honest to God, I have been on the sideline in Husky Stadium, and you can't hear somebody right next to you. The crowd is so loud. So don't tell me it's not a home court advantage. And if we got seven games there, let's play them all with a full crowd.
Well, they better play them all. The Mariners are opening things up on July 2nd. So if unless there's some kind of disaster between July 2nd and September 4th, then we're having 70,000 people there.
How do you think they did last year? And what I mean by that is the kids on the field during home games just with the appropriate juice, with nobody. I mean, they have no Husky players have ever had to deal with what they had to deal with. I mean, I guess I didn't really see a drop down in intensity from the team.
Well, I really looked at it like a bunch of scrimmages.
Yeah.
And, and years ago, you used to scrimmage against other teams and before the season started. Mm. And they still do that in the NFL.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Preseason games, you mean. Gotcha. That's why we have you on, to bring that kind of knowledge to the radio.
They charge you to go to it.
So you're saying, so when you played at Wazoo, you guys had scrimmages against other schools?
Yeah, in Martin Stadium.
Wow. Who did you play against? Do you remember? Did UW come out there? Like Oregon State?
No.
Talking like local schools?
Walla Community College?
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I'd like to see that come back. I mean, why don't you do that now?
Well, I think it costs so much to travel a team and get some, I mean, obviously I have some people doing basketball all the time.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
right.
So I just viewed it as a scrimmage, and I really thought Jimmy did a great job of getting the kids ready. I mean, my God, we almost went undefeated. Would have played in the Rose Bowl but we got caught by COVID. I mean, there's no question. There's a couple kids that didn't play because they were sick.
Of course.
Yeah, and that's, and they all understood it, but you got to really hand it to those kids and all the kids playing sports throughout the whole last year. I mean, it'd be so cool to get it back to normal.
Well, the biggest reason why you're not seeing those scrimmages that you talked about is because there's no junior college system in the state of Washington anymore. I mean, that's just, to me, is wacky that we still don't have that. Does Oregon have a junior college football system?
No.
They're gone well.
The Northwest pretty much. Walla hung on as long as they could. But, I worked in that, and really that's how Coach James found out who I was. I mean, this crazy-looking guy with wild hair and Levi's coaching, and I would tell my kids, look, I want a job with this guy, so, I don't want to lose them. And we never lost to him, the Husky JVs, and played them every year. But it was good stuff. And then when I walked in for my interview with Don, he goes, wow, you look a lot different. Lambo says, cut your hair and cut off your beard and don't wear Levi's.
There you go. Done. Well, where's the Dick Baird stopping by to say hello? He's on the east or west side of the state. So we figured we'd drag his butt out here and talk some Husky football for a little bit. But where are the stars on this football team? I mean, obviously, like from a Seahawks perspective, you got a star at wide receiver, Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, Bobby Wagner, Jamal Adams. Where are the stars on this Husky football team on paper right now, in your opinion?
In the secondary, I think there's some real stars there. But, I'm a real big Dick Newton fan. Mm-hmm.
You just like guys named Dick.
That's right.
That's why you're talking to him.
His name is Richard. And so is mine, and so is yours.
That's right. You were a Richard, too, at one point, and then you became a dick later in life.
No. I never knew. My mom said, no, you're not going to be a dick.
Well, what happened, Mom, for God's sake?
She just kept calling me Richard.
Yeah. So you like number six, you like Newton. What about the rest of the team?
I think that there's some potential. I mean, they picked up some guys. I was interested in how people approach the fact that we only signed 15 kids.
Right.
And I, having talked with Coach Lake, I knew that they were sandbagging on their numbers because of this whole transfer portal thing.
Right.
And we have done well in that. And we just picked up another kid because we did only sign 15. That they got some electrifying speed guys coming in now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, one of the things that we did, Don wanted to get, we got to get faster. But that doesn't mean you're going to get bigger.
I mean,
you can get bigger in the line and stuff like that. But, you know, we brought in a bunch of guys like Bean O'Brient and Jay Berry and Leon Neal. None of those guys are over 5'9".
Sure.
They're all quick. And the difference in football is big, not necessarily speed, but, you know, obviously you get freaks like the guy for the Seahawks. But, you know, we went and picked up a bunch of kids that could just move, and it totally changed our approach in football, because especially in special teams and stuff like that. And these kids, did you take a look at Devon Banks?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God, is he a good looking kid?
Absolutely.
And nobody nobody knows how big that dude is. You know, they listed him at 5'10", 165 at one. Now he's up to 6 foot.
Yeah, he'll be 6'5" by next week.
No, no. But I mean, the guy's electrifying, and I watched his tape, and you know, like everybody else, it's a highlight tape. But you can see the acceleration. You can see the, you know, just flat out make you miss ability. And you put him with that Giles Jackson kid that we picked up from Michigan. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And these guys are not big guys, mm-hmm. but they're quick guys. And both of them have returned 100-yard kickoff returns. But
Banks is playing corner for them, right?
Yeah, he's going to start out there. But, Dave, I watched him on the offensive side, and, you know, he could be a hell of a slot receiver.
Wow.
I mean, he is so quick, and he is right now they've got him over on defense. But, you know, people are just ignoring some of the guys they already got. Like, you know, I recruited a kid years ago named Dalen McCutcheon. You know, he's one of the Bishop of Mott kids, you know.
Wait a minute. Is he the guy that you took to the Ram?
Oh, yeah. I take guys everywhere. Okay. Well, no.
That's not the burger guy?
No.
That's somebody else?
That's another guy. That was Willie McGinnis.
Willie McGinnis. Tell him the Willie McGinnis story.
Oh, yeah. Who said he ate the burger?
We can't just bring it up without you telling
the
story.
He ate the biggest burger. I mean, they had the Husky burger. He ate a Husky burger. I said, it's awful big, man. You know, they brought it out, and it was just, looks like this big old pancake, you know. I said, you think you can eat the whole thing? He said, oh, yeah. And he did. He devoured it. And just the other day, I was with Elliot Silvers. You know Elliot.
Yeah, yeah.
Played for us. And
but you didn't finish the Willie McGinnis story.
No. What's there to finish? All the guy did is didn't come to Washington.
That's the point. This is the thing. Now I don't even know if this actually happened, because he told me this like 15 years ago. He apparently looks at Willie McGinnis and says, you're not going to UW, are you? He says, nope. You just came for the burger, didn't you? Yep.
You know, he said, I heard this was a great trip, and I wanted to come to Seattle. And
there you go.
And you recruited me all along. He says, but no, I'm not coming.
Next time we have him on, we got to bring that up.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Absolutely. What'd you make of the quarterback spot in spring, Coach?
Well, yeah, I don't see taking a starting quarterback and replacing him unless somebody's considerably better.
Right.
And so Morris, you know, he won 3 out of 4 games or so, right? Or 4 out of 5 or whatever.
3-1.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought that he was really good. And then I took a look at the Patrick O'Brien, the transfer. And, boy, I said, boy, this kid's got to – he can help with the
program. He looks the part.
So I look at it like, you know, you got Morris, your starter. Now you got a proven backup that's started more games than anybody we have, and certainly has a nice ball, but he's got to pick up the system and stuff. So you're good 1-2, and then the young Heward kid, it's the perfect thing to happen to him. Same thing happened to his father. I mean, we had Mark Brunell and Billy Hobert. So we didn't have to rush him. We could develop him, and that's exactly what's going to happen with Heward. So I would say going in that there's no way you cannot think that Morris is your starting quarterback. But that said, the way the schedule lines up, I mean, we open up with Montana at home. By the time we get back from that first road trip, we better know who the quarterback is, because when we beat Michigan, whoever's the quarterback in that game is going to be the quarterback the rest of the year.
Well, that's the thing, guys, though, about the Wolverine game is that you could go out there and win that game 17-10 and not get a great performance from your offense and just maybe ride your defense and your running game. I don't know how good Michigan's going to be. I mean, they're in dire straits, man. They got all kinds of issues, and now this Bo story that came out that you saw last week about Schembeck. Eckler and Harbaugh's under the gun, all that. So, I mean, that could easily be a low-scoring game. I just think, guys, for me, and Dick, I'm curious to get your take on this, that the key to this whole thing is the offensive and defensive line. If the offensive line is as good as people say it is, and they got like 120 starts or games between those five guys, and then Tuli and Taki take the step that we've been waiting 4 years for them to take, if they dominate the line of scrimmage... And I think they can do that.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do in a pro style system. Never mind passing, running, whatever. You got to dominate the line, and well, it looks to me like they might be able to do that.
Well, when Kirkland's back up to 310, you know, he's done two body transformations. He got really big, and then he dropped it all, went down to 290, and now he's back up to 310.
Right.
But Bainavalu's 240. Ollie's
240.
340.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Wow, he lost a lot of weight.
Ollie
what, is. He cut off his torso.
Ollie is 365. Wattenberg's back up to 300. 335, 320, 340, 342.
Yeah.
These are on the offensive line.
And they're tall too.
They are big and tall.
Yep.
And I think that the concept of running the ball makes a lot of sense to me.
Oh yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And you got a good stable of tight ends, and they go out on and pick up a junior college kid from the state of Washington. He's a Kirkland kid, Quentin Moore. And he's going to add to that tight end stable, and you already got an All-American tight end.
Yep.
So, I mean, you take a look at what you got, and we play two at a time, two tight ends at a time because we don't have a fullback.
Yep, and Dylan Morris couldn't ask for anything more. The offensive line,
perfect.
The running game tight end, I mean, couldn't ask for anything more. Now, who rushes the passer, Coach? Who gets the sacks, and where do they come from? That's what I'm concerned about.
Good question.
Well, a lot of your sacks come off your blitz call and your ability to call blitz. And for a long time here, we've been playing with four down linemen, two linebackers, and five defensive backs. Well, I think you're going to see us more in a more conventional pro deal, so it's 4-3-4. But, you know, when people put five, six wide receivers out there, you got to match them. You can't leave a linebacker in space. So,
mm-hmm.
So a lot of your blitz is where you get a lot of your pressure. And you don't have to get there, but you make the guy get off his spot, you know. And so when you don't have that extra linebacker, you don't have that extra blitzer. So consequently, you know, the game has changed. Well, I see the game changing back a little bit because people are going to try and grind you, you know, and you better get enough guys in the box if they're running the ball at you. But, you know, I think we're going to have Bowman is a really good pass rusher, and Smalls had a good spring. I think he's going to be real good.
Yeah.
Trice is a nice looking kid.
Mm-hmm.
Changed his number. God, we had a ton of numbers changes.
Yeah, can't keep track.
You know, I have my hit list, so I try and learn every kid's number, name, and number, and you know where.
And
he's
now they
from.
Switched it on you. Look at all the scribbles you got for the number changes.
That's
up
all
there.
The number changes.
You know what it is, Coach? Really, it's not fair. Is what it is. It's not fair that a guy like you at your advanced age learns all the numbers and then has to go back and do the whole thing all over again. So I'm totally with you, man. Well,
I, you know, we're talking about dynamics, people rushing the passer, and you know, I think we're going to get a much better linebacker play than we have in a while. And Ulofosio, you know, I really thought it made great strides last year. Some people have him up for All-American.
Yep.
And I've always liked Sermon, and I think he's going to be a better player.
Yeah.
He's a very knowledgeable kid, but he was young.
Yeah.
And so we got more experienced guys.
Well, it's great to see you.
It's good, always nice.
Good to see you upright. All right. We're kind of worried about you. It's been a while since we've seen in person. There were rumors that you were still walking, so we're glad to see the rumors are true.
Okay? Well, I walk all the time. It's just drinking that gets me.
There's nothing wrong with that, baby. Hey, good to see you. We'll talk soon, man.
All right,
thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach Baird with us for a few minutes. We are live at Lakeland Village Golf Course hanging out tonight before Game 3 of the NHL Stanley Cup Semis, Vegas and Montreal. Puck drop around 5:15 right here on 950 KJ.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.